You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Tonight, there's gonna be some betrayal.
Be very careful, because she's not who she says she is.
And some redemption.
I'm gonna you guys up. I am gonna win.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Wednesday, May 11th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. No, your eyes did not deceive you. Eagle-eyed Westworld fans were probably saying to themselves, hey, that lady behind Evan Rachel Wood in that one scene from the season 4 trailer kind of looks like Ariana DeBose, the Oscar winner from West Side Story. Well, if that was you, your instincts were spot on. DeBose has indeed joined the cast of the fourth season. HBO also released a more official photo of her character, details for which are still under wraps. This is Westworld, after all. You can check out that image and trailer at EW.com. Despite his twin brother characters Logan and Lucas Wheeler both meeting their gruesome demises thanks to you-know-who on season one of the horror series Chucky, Devon Sawa will return for season two to play a new character. Sawa confirmed that he's returning to the show in a video which finds the actor reading a message from Chucky himself. Have a listen.
I just want to read this email from my co-star. So you can see what I go through. It says, Dear Gavin Sawa, I hope this email finds you well. I just want you to know the only reason that you're here is because I allowed it. Have a great season two. Love, Chucky. P.S. Just kidding, you suck.
Oh, that's rough. Well, season two of Chucky is currently in production and will launch on the USA Network and Sci-Fi this fall. Also on the horror front, Melissa Barrera, Jasmine Savoy Brown, Mason Gooding, and Jenna Ortega will all return for the sixth entry in the meta-slasher movie franchise Scream. The actors will be joining the same behind-the-camera team responsible for the most recent Scream, with Matt Bettinelli-Ulpin and Tyler Gillette directing from a script by James Vanderbilt and Guy Busick. The previous film in the series, also called Scream, was released in January and grossed $81 million at the domestic box office. Unfortunately, this bit of news is not a figment of Jules' imagination. Dollface has been canceled at Hulu after two seasons. Created by Jordan Weiss, the series followed the trials and tribulations of Jules, played by Kat Dennings, who, after being dumped by her longtime boyfriend, set out to repair the female friendships she'd left behind. Brenda Song, Esther Pavitsky, and Shay Mitchell also starred in the comedy, which infused magical realism into ruminations on adulthood and friendship. For more on these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, including more summer preview exclusives and first looks, head on over to EW.com. Our number three pick today has some serious implications. It's the premiere of Our Father on Netflix. The chilling new documentary follows the story of an Indianapolis-based fertility doctor named Donald Klein. Now, he was respected as a doctor and church leader in the community in the 80s, but he was actually committing horrific acts when no one was watching. He took his own sperm to inseminate patients without them knowing or giving any form of consent. That resulted in him being the biological father of at least 94 children, none of whom had any idea they had siblings or that he was their father until much later in life. Their stories are now finally being told. Here's a preview.
Growing up, I felt different. I was 35 and I take a DNA test.
When I opened up Ancestry, I had over 3,000 hits.
All of these random names were popping up, and it said close family.
We all matched the name Klein.
Dr. Klein was the best infertility doctor in Indianapolis.
Right then, I knew Klein was our biological father.
So that's when strange things started happening.
I think it was some sick experiment for him.
Most of us have blonde hair, blue eyes. It was almost like this perfect Aryan clan. It's disgusting.
How did no one know? For decades.
I had to tell my husband. We're just now finding out that Julie is not yours.
I reached out to every news outlet, big and small.
This was a person of a position of power. He's known in our community as a philanthropist. He's an elder of the church.
And the attorney general's office.
I don't deny that it was a sexual violation, but legally, there's just no crime that touches this particular act.
The majority of us live in a 25-mile radius of each other. I walk around and I can be related to anyone. I dread every new match that comes, but they just keep coming.
You're praying. Please don't let it be somebody I know. Please don't let it be somebody I dated.
He wants me to keep quiet, but I will never back down. I will fight to expose all of your secrets.
He's hiding something more sinister.
After shocking DNA test results, the truth was revealed. And now Dr. Klein must pay the price for his wrongdoings. After some of Klein's victims' hard work, Indiana passed legislation in 2018 making illicit donor insemination illegal. Watch everything unfold on the premiere of Our Father, streaming now on Netflix.
Number two.
Even though it's pretty much always sunny in California, there's plenty of shade in Beverly Hills. Our number two pick is the season premiere of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and the new season will follow all of the Housewives' favorites as they travel on luxurious ski trips and tropical destinations in Mexico. But of course, even on vacation, the drama always trails close behind. The ladies notice Erica may have a drinking problem, Lisa is coping with losing her mother, and Kathy confronts Kyle after their emotional argument. Here is a preview.
Mexico, here we come!
Hello, lover.
Get the bag!
It's $5 million.
You take credit card, Visa.
I'm having a lot of sex.
Oh, I thought it was yoga clothes.
You look adorable.
Never, ever listen to casual.
Diana, you're giving me Brigitte Bardot vibes.
Yes. Cheers to Diana Jenkins.
That is a lot of Cartier.
Oh, that one I like. Thank you so much.
It's called Nouveau Riche.
She was saying things that can ruin people's lives.
What about the people? What about the facts?
Please, I have little babies. Please, I'm a mother. Please, I beg of you. My kids need me. Please, please, please.
It's okay.
I can't stand the crowd. I wasn't there.
I think you're a soulless person.
You need a new villain? Here I am.
There was a lot more said that was very dark.
Watch your back with your new friend.
I want to eat a meal and, like, be okay with it. You know, I don't want to, like, hate what I'm eating every day. I'm trying to figure out how to live without my mom. I'm in a lot of pain, you guys, and I'm doing the best I can.
Last couple of times I saw you, you were a little tipsy.
Oops. Oh my God, I'm lit.
Pick your antidepressants or you drink, but you can't do both.
You want to be on the side of the victims because you think that's cool. What I'm telling you—
I don't think it's cool.
I don't give a about anybody else but me. Is that to make Erica look bad or is that out of genuine
Erica,
concern?
I don't have to make you look bad. You can do that on your own.
If we're going to talk about Erica's behavior, are we going to talk about everybody in this group?
For a year and a half, I've been f***ing pumped.
Okay, so that's why you want Kathy to be called out.
Yes, it is, actually.
You said some things about this beautiful sister of yours. I'm sorry, Kathy, you're not gonna get away with it.
I feel like you hate me or something.
Kyle.
How could you say those things?
Kyle.
Well, if there is one thing we know about Beverly Hills, it's that these ladies are not gonna hold back. Catch all the drama as it unfolds on the season 12 premiere of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, tonight at 8 on Bravo.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills first premiered in 2010, and just one of the original cast members is still on the show. Which one is it? Lisa Rinna, Dariq Kemsley, or Kyle Richards? Stick around for that answer, and our number one pick, What to Watch, will be right back.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number one.
How would you like $500,000? Well, are you ready to sprint through mud, get catapulted into the ocean, and jump off a helicopter to win that big cash prize? Yeah, me neither. But the contestants on our number one pick are ready to do it all. It is the season premiere of The Challenge All-Stars. Finalists from past seasons of the hit show that test contestants' stamina and strength are returning to see who can win the whopping $500,000 prize. Here's a preview.
Until my last breath, I will fight tooth and nail.
This is the most cutthroat game that has ever been invented.
This season, I've upped the ante, and I've only invited an elite group of competitors. Every competitor here has made it to a final.
I am determined to right this wrong.
I am not here to play a clean game. I'm here to play the messiest game you've ever seen.
This will be your biggest competition yet.
I have never seen such savages.
Gone are the days of men running the game.
I want us to f***ing dominate.
You don't come to a challenge not ready to win.
I'm gonna f*** you guys up. I am gonna win.
This whole thing is like just stressing me out.
Come for that bitch's head. I want it off.
It's gonna be a wild f***ing ride, baby.
Whew. Well, the challenges, the prize money, and the pure competitive nature are all at a 10 this season. We'll just have to see who reigns victorious. Make sure to tune in to the season premiere of The Challenge All-Stars, streaming right now on Paramount+.
Trivia.
And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which current cast member of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is the only one left of the original cast? Lisa Rinna, Dorit Kemsley, or Kyle Richards? Well, she's outlasted Michael Myers in the Halloween movies, in which she's also starred, and all of the other wives on this franchise. The answer is Kyle Richards. Her tagline from all the way back in season one, "In a town full of phonies, I'm not afraid to be me." Amen to that. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm senior editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW, and I'm at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
What to Watch is written by Callie Shepp, produced by Ashley Boucher, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson.